It is time once again for another edition of Let's Talk About It here, Jamestown 107.1. We are streaming at newsdakota.com. You can listen back to those podcasts as well. If you like, just search out KQDJ Podcast. You can find it right there. And we have Emily Bivens and Warren Abrahamson from the Chamber with us today. Yes, guys, sir. Good to see you in the studio. Yeah. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us, JD.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. And you know what? It's exciting because we're going to talk about tourism, national Tourism Week, right?
Yeah. North Dakota, we're celebrating National Tourism Week, Travel and Tourism Week, May 19th through the 25th this year, proclaimed by Governor Doug Burgum. And we're just excited to share more statistics about its impact in the state, but even locally here in Jamestown and how important tourism can be.
Yeah.
Tourism, super important, right?
Yes. Tourism, a lot of people don't know, tourism is the third largest industry in North Dakota. So we have a huge impact on our economy. We saw about 21.7 million visitors within the last few years annually. And then it makes about a $2.6 billion impact on our economy with visitor spending. So, and there's about 3,000 businesses related to tourism here in North Dakota. So a huge impact on our economy, on our state, on our local community. Here locally, obviously, this weekend, Memorial Day weekend, we have a lot of things opening up. A lot of our tourism attractions and organizations are gearing up for the season. Of course, summertime is the busiest time for them. And so we're just really excited for the season and what's coming up. And we just want to point out the big impact that tourism has on our economy.
Right. And to Emily's point too, JD, like there's so many visitors that we have visiting Jamestown. We know what we've got here, and we hope that our residents understand that as well. They're a big part of the tourism industry as well, because they can be those people who are helping to guide those visitors who aren't as aware of our community as maybe those who live here. So we also want to use this as an opportunity to just say, if you live in Jamestown or in the region, you are a big factor in tourism. You are the voice for us. You're the person who's constantly working to get people to go to these sites and to go experience our restaurants and our trails and our recreational opportunities. So that's also part of the reason we wanted to come talk to you and talk to your listeners, is we just want people to get out and just appreciate what we've got so they can also share that with others who may be visiting and new to our community.
Super, super important. You know, I remember moving here. Before I'd moved here, I didn't realize all the great stuff that was here. Right. You know, it was a great surprise. I'm moving here. What's all here? And then I started to find more and more and more stuff. Yeah. And it's great to find those little gems, you know?
Well, yes. And there's actually a super interesting statistic about that Emily has.
Yeah, there is a stat out there that says 76% of people visit a place before they move there. Mm. So some of our visitors, and we've tracked a little bit of it, have actually decided to move to Jamestown because of their great experience that they had here while visiting. So when Warren talks about our community members being ambassadors and encouraging people to explore these places, they could be recruiting workforce for our local businesses.
Yeah.
So and just the area in general. Yeah. So it's super important. And I'm just going to reiterate what Warren said of speaking nicely about your own community and pointing out all the great things we have here and not taking that for granted, because there are so many things that Jamestown has that not other communities don't. And so we get to relish in that a little bit. I mean, we have an amazing activity center. We have amazing trails. We have two large bodies of water right in our backyard. Yeah. I mean, there's communities that don't have that. And so we really want to encourage our community to talk very positively about Jamestown and invite visitors to explore and make a big impact on our economy.
Yeah. Well, just last week we were over at the Les Schwab Tire grand opening, and they talked about how they wanted to come here. They were moved by the videos that were put out.
Yeah.
The YouTube videos that you put out.
Yeah, and for those who aren't aware, the Jamestown vlog series that was done in 2022 and released in 2023 was utilized to showcase some of those things. And what we found in releasing those is not only was it a great opportunity to show what we have in Jamestown, but we found in those videos many of the members of our community reaching out to us and saying, "That's awesome. I didn't even know we had that." So we still run into some of our residents not knowing what we have in our backyard. And yeah, you'll find that many people who visit, and even in North Dakota who visit Jamestown, will tell you, I cannot think of another place where I can go into a community, I can eat, I can shop, and then drive not even 2 minutes north of here and be at the lake. Like, you can't do that in many places. And that's just one lake, right? We're talking Jamestown Reservoir. But the fact that you can also hit trails and be in the great outdoors and then come right back into a community that is so great and full, filled with great people, it's hard to find that in different places. So we understand that we have a big impact, and tourism has a big impact on that. And it just kind of works with each other.
And we have the world's largest buffalo monument. I mean, hello.
Yeah, yeah.
He sees over 130,000 visitors in a year. So, I mean, right there alone is a huge draw for tourism and for our visitors. And hopefully we capture them there and drive them into the rest of our community to take advantage of all the other things we have.
Well, like you mentioned, too, this weekend, of course, things opening up, Frontier Village opening up. And people, you need to come and check out all the new things that are there, too.
Yes. If you haven't been to the village in a while, it has changed a little bit. We're always looking for new and exciting things to offer our visitors. This year, we have a spot for some food trucks. We'll have a food truck up there throughout this weekend for sure. And a few other weekends are booked. We have the Rotary Gatehouse. The Jamestown Rotary Club funded us to move the old railroad gatehouse over to the train parquet. And it has all the buttons and switches and lights and knobs for kids to play with and act like they're running the railroad gatehouse. And then we also have...
New playground.
Yeah. How could I forget the new playground? Brand new playground equipment up there, thanks to our community and the donations that we received from the community to fund that playground. That was a huge project. It was over $60,000. Project. Playground equipment is expensive. So huge kudos to our community for helping us fund that project.
Yeah. And it's almost paid off, JD. So we still owe the bank a little bit. But so if anybody's listening and they're like, I want to make sure that that thing can stay there and it's not just a rental for the time being, that would be fantastic. So
we don't need the repo people.
We are always accepting donations up at the village, and we always want to work to make it better and better. So
absolutely.
If you have a little extra cash you're looking to put back into the community, you can always call us.
You know, it's great. It was, you know, for years, my family would we'd always go, the kids and I would always go to Medora, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We'd go out there. But when we lived in the eastern part of the state, where would we go? We'd take the interstate. We'd always stop here, go to the village, see the buffalo, and then go on.
Yeah.
You know, and then so when we moved here, it's like it's here all the time, so we can go as many times as we want to. And then see all the other great stuff.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Well, and well put, JD. We understand, too, like, Jamestown may not be, like, the place people go to when they're in North Dakota, but we know we are a place to go to in North Dakota, right? We understand people want to see Theodore Roosevelt National Park. It's beautiful. Medora is a big draw. But we just want to be a part of that experience. So if they're making plans, we hope that Jamestown's a stop. And subsequently, we use Frontier Village as an opportunity to be like, hey, there's other things in Jamestown. So consider maybe staying longer, or when you're coming back, maybe spend a little bit more time, because whether it's history, whether it's outdoor recreation, or whether it's just eating some ice cream and standing next to the world's largest buffalo, there's some opportunities in Jamestown.
No doubt. Sure. Guys, it's always great talking tourism and always great having you guys in the studio. Thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thanks, JD.
You bet. That's another edition of Let's Talk About It here at Jamestown 107.1.